Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and also now 94.9 FM. The Audio Path of Totality. Thank you so much for joining us. You can also see the Facebook live stream. Share this everywhere. Did a lot of work on this issue here regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital, this story. And I got to tell you, the more you dig into this, the sketchier it looks, the more concern I have regarding all of this, more concern I have regarding this Harold Ramsey. And there's one more thing. Getting reports from people throughout Belmont County that there are phone collectors, bill collectors, who are calling from India, from Mumbai or Bombay or whatever. This is what I'm told. I don't know. Saying that people owe money to East Ohio Regional Hospital, that there's some sort of a process out there, some sort of campaign to collect money regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital. I don't know if it's legitimate or not. Frankly, I don't know. But something is going on here. Something is going on here. Everybody needs to take a very hard look at this, including Kevin Flanagan, Belmont County prosecutor. Nothing adds up here. Nothing adds up. And one last thing to the so-called journalists here in the Valley, reporters or whatever, whether the newspapers or the TV stations or blog or whatever you happen to have, if you really are a reporter, here's a huge story, and I've done all the heavy lifting for you. All you have to do now is start making phone calls to find out the rest of the story. I've done the heavy lifting. I've gone to the courthouse. No record of any transfer of the deed or LLC or anything else. Now they owe $1.6 million in back taxes. You have a guy, Ramsey, who can't even write a news release without misspelling his own name, and his grammar's appalling, and he doesn't even know how long he's been in the business. He had been licensed. He's not now. Why don't you look into that as well? It sure looks like it's the same guy. We don't know what the address is of Rising River Capital. We don't know what the phone number is. Go to their website. Try to find it. What the hell do we know about any of this? Other than the local media, the slobbering, fawning interviews of this guy, hoping to get some advertising dollars. We have, I don't know how many scores of reporters here in the Valley who work for the newspapers, the TV stations, or whatever. Could at least one of you do some journalism here? I just broke in a very big story. I've given you the main components of this thing. Can you just go out and do your job, at least pretend to be a journalist, pretend to get the information? This is a big story. East Ohio Regional Hospital, this is a very big deal here in Belmont County. You got Doc Johnson. Is he related somehow or has any relationship with Ramsey? I don't know. How could this not be sold? Everybody keeps telling us, oh, it's sold, it's sold. Belmont County Courthouse says, well, there's no record of this. They owe more in taxes now than ever before. Has anybody been telling us the truth? And why can't I find one good story, one good example of success that this guy Harold Ramsey has had in his 20-some-odd years in the business? And is this the same Harold Ramsey who lost his license because of unethical and quite possibly illegal behavior? I don't know. They won't respond to me, but they haven't denied it. You think there might be a big story here? I've done the heavy lifting. For God's sake, do please just try to do some journalism here. Just try. All right. Enough of this. I got a 4-pack of passes. Carnegie Science Center in Pittsburgh. Carnegie Science Center is absolutely wonderful. Pittsburgh's most popular museum, hands-on demonstrations, commandeer a Mars rover, tour a real submarine. Yes, a real submarine. Soar through the rings of Saturn. It's magnificent. It really is. And these are 4 passes for you for August. 4 passes for August. Now, if you're the winner, you got to come here and pick them up at Rock Hill. because we just don't trust the post office. It's just horrible. We just don't trust it. 10th caller, Dimitri studio line. All you have to do is be the 10th caller. It's not hard. Just know how to use a phone. Dimitri studio line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. You call. You turn down the volume of your radio so I don't hear myself in the background to create a really bad noise. I ask you your name, where you're calling from. I tell you what number you are. It's not really hard. It really, really isn't. 10th caller, we've got some time to do this, so hopefully we won't have any passive-aggressive stuff. Some of my listeners have been very vicious about this and trying to make my life miserable. I don't need your help to make my life miserable, by the way. I don't need your help for that. Okay, line one. What's your first name?
Maria.
Maria, where are you calling from?
St. Clairville.
Great. Maria, you are caller number one, so you got plenty of chances. Good luck. Hi, what's your first name? Welcome to...
Maria, you are...
Stop it! Now, there you go. This is exactly what I was talking about. You have got to turn down the volume of your radio or whatever you're listening to when you call me. You have to turn it down because then there's going to be feedback. It's going to be just terrible. How many times do I have to say this? Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, where are you calling from?
Belmont, Ohio.
All right. Chris, you're caller number three. Good luck to you. Good luck. Hi, I'm Big Willie 105.
All right, Chris, your caller number.
Big Willie 105.5, which first name?
Hey, keep your goddamn tickets. Your show.
We're doing really well this morning, aren't we? Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you calling from?
Wheeling.
Wheeling. Okay, Brian, you're caller number six. You see, that was very simple. You don't yell at the host. You just have no background noise. Just say your name, where you're calling from. Okay, number six. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Becky.
Becky. Where are you calling from, Becky?
St. Clairsville.
St. Clairsville. Okay, what do you do in St. Clairsville, Becky?
I'm a realtor.
You're a realtor. Okay. You're caller number seven, and you were a great call, okay. By the way. Good luck. And I see Becky was great. I'd buy a house from Becky. I don't even know Becky. She sounds great, though. She was courteous, straightforward, no background noise. I'm pulling for Becky. In fact, I'm pulling for everyone. I don't want to alienate anybody. Yeah, hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, okay. Where are you calling from?
Barnesville, Ohio.
Barnesville, okay. What do you do there, Chris?
I drive truck.
All right. Your caller, well, drive truck for who, by the way?
Belmont Mills.
Oh, Belmont Mills. Okay. Lewis, is that the guy's name, Lewis? The owner?
That's my boss's name, yes, sir.
All right, great. Tell him Dimitri said hey.
I will.
You're caller number eight. Thank you very much. Oh, say hi to Anthony Rocchio, too. Oh, God. Anyway.
Number eight.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
Are you still in the air?
Life really should not be this hard. It really should not be this hard. The Dimitri studio line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you calling from?
McMeekin.
McMeekin, one of my favorite places in Marshall County. You're caller number nine. Thank you very much, Steve. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you calling from?
Wheeling again.
Still in Wheeling. All right. What do you do, Brian?
Drive truck for Yoakum's.
Oh, Yoakum's. Okay, good people. Well, Brian, congratulations. You are the 10th caller. Way to go, Brian. Yes.
Good job.
Every morning. There you go. Brian, what's your last name?
Heath.
I'm sorry?
Like candy bar.
Heath?
H-E-A-T-H.
All right. H-E-A-T-H. Great. Okay. Brian, B-R-I-A-N?
With a Y. B-R-Y-A-N.
Okay. B-R-Y-A-N. All right. We'll have your passes here, a four-pack. And it's, do you know where the Womp Studios are on Rock Hill, which is now also Big Willie 105.5?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. It's across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church, one of the finest Presbyterian churches on Rock Hill, by the way. All right, we will have this for you. Hurry and pick them up. They're good for August, but only for August. And again, congratulations there, Brian, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hi, Big Willie, 105.5.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Dahl.
Hi, Dahl. Your caller number. Oh, Dahl. How's Amanda doing?
She had surgeries today.
All right.
Probably in there now.
Okay. Please give her my best. That is a very, very special lady, Dahl. She is a very, very special lady. All right,
yes,
Dahl.
She is.
All right. Sorry you couldn't make it this time, but we'll maybe next time. Thanks again, and please give her my best. Amanda Fisher's the best. She is just the best. All right. Congratulations to Brian Heath. Wait a minute. There are more people calling. What the hell? And Big Willie 105.5.
Hello.
Hello. What's your first name?
Hi, how are you? What was that?
What's your first name?
Ashley.
Ashley. Ashley, where are you calling from?
I'm currently in Burgesstown.
Burgesstown. All right. Well, you did not make it this time, but hopefully you will next time. Please drive carefully. Thank you again, Ashley. Alrighty, well, we've got a lot of territory today. Let me tell you. But you see the problems that I continue to have with some of these people. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There's a lot of hostility out there toward me, and I don't know why. A lot of passive aggressive stuff. A lot of open hostility. You never know what you're going to get with this phone system here. At least with my callers, I don't know. All right, that's about it. Now you know everything that I know and everything that I think I know. And again, I would be more than happy to have anyone from East Ohio Regional Hospital, including Mr. Ramsey, here to respond.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, up next to you and defend her still today,
'cause there ain't no doubt.